You're listening to Well Met.
Well Met.
A Hearthstone podcast brought to you by BlizzPro.com.
Well Met.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 154 of Well Met, a Hearthstone podcast brought to you by BlizzPro.com. Today is Tuesday, May 22nd, and I'm your host, J.R. Cook, over here in Kansas City. And with me is a couple of guests, one that you know and one that's new. So we're going to get started with over in Nashua. I hope I pronounced that right this time. I'm going to try to get it right one of these days. New Hampshire, we've got Ray C. How's it going, man?
It's actually where Danny's from.
Oh, man. I'm never going to get this right.
No, you're not. It's okay, though. I forgive you.
Should I just start saying New Hampshire? Just probably. Call it good. Just call it good. New Hampshire.
Probably, yeah. You also said I was a guest. That hurts.
Sorry. You are a co-host. I apologize for that one. That was a miss. Okay. That was a misspoke on my part.
It's all good. It's all good, man. But more important than me, we have an actual guest on the podcast.
Yeah, over in joining us today is someone who plays Hearthstone better than Ray. Is over in Los Angeles. We've got Killin' All Day. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yep, I can attest to playing Hearthstone better than Ray because after I qualified for the Summer Championships last weekend, I now have the golden card back, and that means I'm better.
Oh.
So,
I mean, I do not have the golden card back, so
I don't have the golden card back either, and I will never get it. So,
with that attitude, you won't. Yeah.
That's true.
I don't have the golden card back, and I'll probably never get it, but I don't think that way.
As you shouldn't think that.
But you're actually competing in the tournaments. I have no desire to, so it's not going to happen.
That's okay.
But no, Killin, I got to ask you, man, because you've made it close several times, if I remember, in these tournaments, and you always seem to just squeak right at the butt end. How's it feel to kind of get over that hump?
Oh, it's so good. I always was coming in with good performances, but just wasn't enough. And I practiced a lot more for this event than I normally do and ended up working out because I won. So, yay.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
And for those of you who are listening who don't know, Killin made top four at the Americas. I think it was winter. Was it winter?
Summer.
Summer, actually.
Oh, summer. Okay, it was summer. That always mixed me up, even though I played in it. He qualified. He got top four in the summer playoffs. So he's going to the summer championships or the Year of the Raven, which means if he gets top four there, he qualifies for the world championships. And previously, like JR was mentioning, he had gotten close before. I think, did you get ninth twice or something like that?
Yeah, I got ninth in winter last year and ninth in summer last year.
Oh, man.
So that's a bummer.
And then you got eighth this time around, and in the Swiss portion, and then got to top four by winning your group, right?
Yeah.
That's what they called it. They were groups.
Well, mostly by being Fibonacci twice, but
yeah, that's my boy.
We talked about that last week.
Way ever weird, actually. You have the ability to beat the same person twice, and then they're just out by Fibonacci. The only person he lost to that whole tournament was me, and then he was just out. Which kind of sucks, but I don't know. That's the way it ran, so.
Yeah, but think of it this way, though. If you had played him with the old rules, right, like if you just got matched up with him, it would have only been one game that you had to beat him. Like, you still would have played him, and then you would have beaten him, and that would have been it. At least with this way, he had two chances to try to beat you at least once.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's true for sure, yeah. It's definitely a step in the right direction. Just maybe, like, next year they do, like, where if you lose, you go to, like, the losers of the other group or something. It'd be weird. I don't know. I think the way they have it right now is pretty good, so.
Yeah, that'd be good. Really interesting if they, like, swap the groups. Like, if you lose, you go to losers of a different group, so you don't play the same person twice.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd actually be pretty cool. I never really thought about that. I just assumed that, like, the way that they had it was fine, because it just, at least it wasn't a best of one to get in.
Yeah, for real. And but,
yeah, that seemed really heartbreaking for the people that lost, but, Fibonacci had the curse of the first, right? Like, there's no way he was making it either way. You go undefeated, you have about a 0% chance to make top four. That's how that works.
It is literally how that works, unless you're Muzzy. But if you're not Muzzy, then that's how that works.
Do we want to hop in the news this week? We have quite a bit of stuff going on.
Yeah, for sure.
This week in Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft.
First of all, I want to thank our legend of the show, Otaku MZ. He is our patron legend. So if you'd like to go over and help support the show, you can do that over at patreon.com/wellmetpodcast and make yourself a legend as well. But anyway, the first thing I kind of wanted to talk about this week, something that was said on Reddit this week, Dean Ayala, one of the Hearthstone designers, had posted on Reddit in response to a thread of Team 5, you don't understand why we want tournament mode. And someone had made the comment, it boggles my mind why they insist on keeping everything as bare bones as possible, constantly pretending they are a Team 5 with a game that barely keeps them afloat. And Ixar kind of responded to that Reddit request saying that basically features take time, tournaments are a long requested game mode, and we want to put something in the hands of the community as soon as possible. And when we first announced tournaments as a beta, we meant that as a true beta. Like, there's going to be some bugs, there's going to be some features missing from it, and they want to keep it as bare bones as possible to get this feedback. My problem with that is, like, one of the things that people have been throwing out there as feedback has been a ban, like you see in tournaments. And after this goes into play, that's what people are still going to be talking about and requesting. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me that they're not going to include some of these main features right off the bat. And they're just going to do this, like, very, very bare bones, like, true beta thing. And I'm wondering what you guys think about that.
I mean, as a competitive player for so many years, I think a ban is such a core to the tournament format that I really don't feel like any of the pros would use this in, like, testing or, like, any of that when they're playing, because the ban is just so necessary to the format, and HGT is all done with the ban. Every tournament you'll play in is pretty much done with the ban, so I think that'll hinder the experience a lot if there's no ban in place, especially when it goes live, even if it is in the beta.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Like, you guys, like, you'd just be like, what is this trash? Why would I even use it?
I mean, it's literally pointless unless they're going to have tournaments that are worth points or have some monetary value on the client that doesn't have a ban, which would mean, I mean, I guess that's a thing they could do, but it's contradictory to what their HCT system is, so it makes no sense to me if they would actually utilize that to have official tournaments. And if they change HCT to no ban for some reason because of this, that would make me even more frustrated, honestly, because no ban is pretty horrible.
I don't think they would do that. I don't think they would base their, you know, world championships off of this client. I think this is more to get it in the hands of people that aren't doing tournaments like you guys, that want to create a tournament at home with their friends, or create a casual tournament at a fireside gathering or something like that. I don't think maybe at some point this is where that's going to go, is, you know, to the big time with you guys. But I don't think that's what they're starting it out as. And maybe they'll do something a little more crazy with it, too. I'm just surprised that that is like probably the most requested feature, and it's not even out yet. It's like the most requested feature I've seen, and they're not even like considering it. But do you guys have any other features that you would want to see in tournament mode that they might be missing other than just a ban?
I guess it depends how in depth they go into it. Like, when they say bare bones tournament, are they going to mean like a Swiss system, a double elimination system?
My guess would just be single elimination. That's it.
I mean, I would ideally like to see them have Swiss.
Right, I would too. Yep.
But apparently this is incredibly difficult to design, even though every other card game has done it in less time. Like, Ixar is using the excuse that features take time, and to me, that's just frankly a poor excuse. They've had 4 years. Every other online CCG, and even like TCGs IRL, actually even have apps now and stuff that can do this stuff. It's so common, and everything has it except for Hearthstone, that it's just so... it's just weird to me, man, that the excuse of we need more time, it's just a cop-out, honestly. It's just BS, and,
okay, so... Features do take time, and I do agree with that. It could be presented a little bit better to the public than using those words. because if you think about it in the design phase of this, like, you're only able to do like so much work, and if you're focused on these are the highest priority items that we need to do in this release, and maybe that was in Witchwood, it was, you know, we need to get these new cards out, and we need to put in Monster Hunt, and things like that. That they haven't, that, you know, the tournament mode has just been in the bare bones design stage, and they need to code it and get it so that they can put it out to, you know, millions and millions of people to consume and have this system in place that, you know, what do we want to have happen if people disconnect? What do we want to have happen if, do we want these tournaments to happen where you can't jump offline? You've got to wait until, everything's played. What happens if you jump offline? You know, there are a lot of things to consider with that. So I can understand that features do take time. I just think that his PR speak is definitely not the best.
Yeah, and the way that you should have presented it is that other things have been more important, like you said.
Exactly.
And the way he presented it just makes it seem like
they've been working on it for the last 4 years, and this is all they have.
Yeah, it just sounds like an excuse. And then on top of that, he says that it's a really requested feature, and then immediately after, in one of the comments, he has somebody replies with a quote from another person that works, SCM, whatever, that community manager, that says that in the spirit of transparency, these are features that are not requested by the majority of the Hearthstone players, and it lists tournament mode, which I can actually see that. Not many people would care about tournament mode because the majority of people who play are casuals, but it's just funny to me that Ixar is saying the opposite, and then somebody immediately goes with the, but wait, this community manager literally just contradicted you, what's up? And then he just never responds again because he just got. Like, this man just got roasted by Reddit, dude. He just needs to log off, uninstall his internet, uninstall Windows, and just walk away.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing: we don't want him to do that, though, right? Because
from Reddit.
Well, maybe, but here's the thing: like, I don't know if you were around when we talked about this stuff, Ray, on the show, but I know there's a huge period of time there where you would never hear anything from Team 5. You wouldn't hear from the developers. anywhere, right? Then they started opening up a little bit more and being a little more transparent. And I like it better when they are talking to the community. And I definitely don't want to see us like just scaring the developers away, because they are taking the time out to, you know, at least communicate, even though that communication may not be the best, right? I would rather have not as good communication than no communication.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. It's just like, why can't we just have our cake and eat it too, man? I just want everything. I want good communication. I want features that have been like that have been coming for a while.
I mean,
that other games can do. I don't know.
I want features that feels like it would come from a AAA publisher.
I want $100 million invested into Hearthstone Esports prize pool right now.
Agreed.
Just sell the rights to Epic Games. No, I'm just kidding. Dude, Fortnite card game. I can't wait. Oh, God.
Fortnite card game.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
What about the Hearthstone Battle Royale?
Oh, my God. I mean, wouldn't that be World of Warcraft Battle Royale, though?
Well, no. You would drop down, and then you'd, like, pick up cards off the ground, and then you just duel people with the cards.
Yeah,
if you kill someone, you take their cards and you add to your collection.
Oh my God.
No. Like, the cards are like different weapons. Like, you pick up a card and it's like an Aluneth or something. So you pick up the card and it's like opening up a treasure chest. Like, the Aluneth like manifests itself.
Oh, card,
you know what I mean? Like, you pick up the card and then it turns into an Aluneth.
I feel like you just have a lot of pets. It's like any card that isn't a weapon is like a pet.
I like Killen's idea better of just kind of build, sort of like a dungeon run in a way, except other people. And then as you kill them, you take their collection and then you might have a little bit of time to sit there and build up your, it's like, oh, I don't want these cards. It's going to ruin my deck. And then the whole object of the game is to build like this perfect deck, but you're playing against 60 other people randomly.
No, we're going too deep into it.
No, I think it's a cool idea. Much. I think it's a cool idea. I like it.
All right, Blizzard. If you make a Hearthstone Battle Royale, you know where the royalties are going to.
Yep.
Hearthstone Battle Royale. Man. It could happen.
It's a thing, dude.
I'm going
to E3. I'm ready, dude. Battle Royale, everything.
Yep. $100 million prize pool.
I mean, that's definitely not happening. We were lucky to get that increase from before for playoffs or whatever.
That's true.
Dude, kill it. Just think about this. You would have gotten how much more money if we had gotten that increase last year?
Oh, I would be rich. Well, I wouldn't be rich, but I'd have like an extra 10 grand about.
I would be rich. I would have 10,000 more dollars. Hey, we rich boys.
Killen will be Reno Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the price jumps they had before were... It was like 9th place you get $100, and 8th place you get $5,000.
Oh,
and it was like,
man.
What? And now it's like pretty much top 16 to like first is like pretty gradual increases. Like 9th is like 4,500 now. Like 8th, 4,250. And it's like that. So if you do like miss on tiebreakers in the Swiss in the last round, you still get like a good chunk of cash to go home with. So.
Hmm.
Yeah. Good for that.
And my O3 now nets me $1,000.
Hey!
Instead of $100. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's still a pretty... I mean, that's still a pretty good change that they did this year, though, with the price increases.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
And
I feel like... On some level, all these other esports just getting bigger is kind of forcing Blizzard to focus on their esports more as well. Like, if everyone else is going with these insane prize pools and having this huge spectacle, I feel like it almost puts pressure on Blizzard to also kind of step up their game, which is something that's... I'm kind of curious if that's one of the reasons why they might be doing this all of a sudden. Whereas they didn't really do that before,
right.
Or if it's because they just got more of a budget.
I think it's probably they got more of a budget to start doing this more. But the thing that I like that Blizzard has been doing, though, is they kind of set a base and then they gradually get better from that. And they increase, you know, they gradually increase the prize pool or gradually just make things a little bit better and just kind of form that base. What scares me about Fortnite is they're just like, all right, here's 100 million, figure it out. And
you're saying like Fortnite's only going to go down from here?
I don't know. I don't know how, like, yeah, throwing a ton of money at something, how healthy is that for the long term of the scene? You know, yeah. I don't know. It could be, you know, every year this happens and they just increase it even more and more and it just becomes better. Or is it, they're just riding it out, as quick as they can and it fizzles out just as fast. I don't know.
I feel you.
Yeah.
It's like Fortnite is Star Wars, where it starts off really good and then it slowly gets worse and worse until it gets bought out by Disney.
I could see Fortnite getting bought by Disney.
Yeah. I could see it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cartoony.
It is. They just like change all the character models to like just various Disney characters. And you have the Disney BR.
Yeah. I'm just curious to how long the Battle Royale fad will last. Like, because it feels like every publisher and developer now is like, all right, we got this game. It's sucking. What do we do with it? Let's put a Battle Royale mode in it. Okay, cool. That'll save the game.
You're not wrong. Not wrong. I guess we'll see. I'm still waiting, though. The Hearthstone Battle Royale. Let's
go. Yeah. Yep. That's what I want. Hearthstone Battle Royale. And but anyway, no, there's some bigger news that happened earlier today. We've been talking about it the last couple weeks, and it finally happened. The balance changes went into place earlier today. So your favorite cards like Call to Arms, the Warlock Dark Pact, and the Lackey.
Possessed Lackey.
Yeah, Possessed Lackey.
Blow. Yep.
I feel like there was some more than that. I know there's than that.
There's Dark Pact, Lackey, Call to Arms, the Caverns Below. I think that was it. I feel like, was there more?
Oh, there was a Naga Sea Witch. For a while, yeah.
Oh, right.
That's why I can. Danny's not here. That's why I couldn't remember.
Danny would have reminded us.
Yes. but you guys have gotten to play it, and I'm curious on how things are going with that so far. Where you guys finding that's working, and where you guys finding that's not working? We'll start with we'll start with you, Killen.
Hey, my bad. So, I mean, I've been playing a lot since the changes this morning, and so far, like, from the first day impressions, aggro mage seems, like, really, really good, because, like, Warlock lost a Teal, and just all a couple aggro decks got nerfed. Paladin was a really bad matchup, and I think aggro mage is going to be really, really good this patch.
We forgot about Spiteful Summoner.
Yeah. That's also because I was about to say that I think Spiteful Druid is actually still really good too.
Oh yeah, Spiteful Summoner got nerfed.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't believe I forgot that.
I know. Well, Spiteful did go from the 6 mana to 7 mana, but that just frees you up to run the Ruby and Unraveler in the 6 mana slot, and hey, Spiteful Druid's going good, going strong. So
you're not seeing any changes with that deck at all then?
The matchups just feel the same pretty much. Spiteful on 7 obviously will make you lose a couple games that you normally wouldn't, but the fact that Paladin got nerfed harder is just really good for the deck.
What about Odd Druid? Are there any high-costed Odd Druid spells?
Not a single one. The highest you can get is 5.
Darn. Yeah. Unfortunate.
Yeah, Odd Druid. Spiteful would have been a deck for sure. You had like a 9 mass ball that did something good.
Ooh.
I could see it happening.
I'm waiting, dude. I feel like 10 mana though is just, it's so good. All the 10 drops are so good.
Oh, yeah.
Something that's pretty funny that I just saw, like, right before we started the podcast was Rosti posted he got to rank one legend a little while ago, probably like an hour ago, with Control Warlock exactly the same list as before. Literally, like, no changes. He's still playing Possessed Lackey, Lackey at 6 mana, and 1 mana heal 4. So that's kind of funny to me. Like, he literally just did not touch anything.
Wasn't this tweet from yesterday?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure I just saw it.
Because I saw him got ranked 2 yesterday. Maybe he, like, queued up a game. We can go check, but I saw him definitely tweet ranked 2 yesterday. If he got ranked 1 with the same Control Walk, that'd be insane.
Oh, nope, you're right. That actually is yesterday. I'm stupid.
Oh, man, Ray. Given incorrect information on the show. You know how many emails I'm going to get for that?
I mean, I honestly can't be blamed for this.
It's probably like one of those Twitter things where it's like, in case you missed it, and it's just like, it could happen to anyone.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Honestly, this is Twitter's fault, not mine. They're showing me, like, this, Mark Zuckerberg clearly does not own Twitter, because they're not showing me exactly what I want to see.
Oh my god.
They're not trying to up my dopamine levels, dude. That's awkward. But I've actually been playing Control Warlock either way. But I cut Lackeys for... I'm playing like a weapon, and I'm trying out the two mana demon that deals 2 to your face, the 2/4.
Oh, yeah. The... that card that does that thing that you just said, but I can't think of the name.
I can't think of the name either. But I'm playing that guy.
Oh, Vulgar Homunculus.
Yeah, Vulgar Homunculus. I'm trying out that and playing pretty much the exact same thing. I'm just playing those guys over Lackeys, and I added the weapon, and just feels... it still feels like it's pretty strong, honestly. Like, against Priest, you still have double healing guy. You still have Pact for 1, and I've been trying out the 0 mana
Sacrificial Pact?
Sack Pact, yeah. So I'm playing like 2 Sack Pacts, 1 Dark Pact. So against Priest, like, you still have a decent amount of healing. Like, the amount of healing didn't really go down if you add Sack Pacts against Priest, because you don't care so much about getting out the demons to pressure them. You just want the healing so you don't die. And if you play 3 healing cards instead of, like, just those 2, I feel like it feels like it's been evening itself out, but it's definitely way worse against things like Tempo Mage, because not having the ability to go Lackey into their explosive runes and just stopping all their minion pressure, or just having to heal for lower amounts, is backbreaking. I've played against a bunch of Tempo Mage, and I feel like I'm definitely below 50% against Tempo Mage, but a lot of people are playing bad decks, so I've just been punishing the bad deck players, like Odd Paladin, Control Warriors. I've seen a bunch of Control Warriors that just lose to Rin the card. A bunch of random control decks. I'm 2-0 against Shudderlock Shaman, because Rin, I just burn their deck before they can actually draw their full combo. It's pretty funny, actually. Like, I've beaten both Shudderlocks I've played today, just because they'll have like 9 cards left in their deck when I burn their whole deck, and they just concede.
It's good.
I've heard that Amorous Hunter is becoming a thing.
Amorous Hunter?
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah, that's what I read a little bit earlier today on Twitter, that a friend of mine was playing Amorous Hunter, was having good luck with it. I don't know if it's on the level that you guys are playing, but you know, if someone is ranked 10 or 5 or something like that.
Okay.
What does the deck do, though?
I
play Amorous and a bunch of minions.
Yeah, so let me pull up the deck list here. It looks like it runs like Candleshot, Hunter's Mark, Tracking, Explosive Trap, Freezing Trap, Wandering Monster. So it runs a bunch of traps: Deadly Shot, Eagle Horn Bow, Kill Command, Stitch Tracker, Unleash the Hounds, Dire Frenzy, Lesser Emerald Spellstone, Deathstalker Rexxar, Katharina, King Crush, and then Amorous, and then for neutral cards, it's got Harrison Jones and Witchwood Grizzly. So double the attack and health of all minions in your hand when you play Amorous.
Deck on ladder, in Legend. Some streamer must have played it because I've played against that exact deck on ladder today, and I just burned their deck and they died, so it didn't really matter. But I could see how just getting out a giant taunt can just win you games against aggro.
Yeah,
like if you Dire Frenzy, the Witchwood Grizzly.
Yeah, and then you just doubled up Grizzled. Like doubled up Grizzly and Dire Frenzy, and using Dire Frenzy on the Katharina recruit.
I can see that, but I don't know. I feel like Big Mage, man.
I was going to ask how your Bitcoin Mage was doing.
Dude, the prices are going up, dude. You got to invest right now. BTM, Bitcoin Mage. The stock is
Bitcoin Mage.
Yeah, dude, that's what we call it, dude. It's Bitcoin Mage. The stock in Mage is growing right now. It's at it's pretty new. The ICO just started, you know. we got our white pages to take over the metagame by 2019. Yep. The first 3 months we're gonna be defeating all the bad taunt druids that are gonna become popular to try to counter the priests. We're gonna beat everything that's not priest. In our second quarter, we plan on priests getting countered a lot, and then we're gonna farm those decks. Aggro decks, people are gonna try to play these garbage aggro decks, like you said, Killen. People are gonna be playing 7-mana Spiteful. That's definitely part of our plan. That's getting polymorphed.
Okay. Yeah, Ray's got this whole roadmap of Bitcoin Mage.
Wait. What about Tyrantus, though?
Tyrantus, we have
how are you guys going to react to that?
We have taunts. We have Blizzard. We have Blizzard. We have Doomsayer. We got answers.
You have Voodoo Doll, too. That's true.
We have Voodoo Doll, my dude. Okay. Tyrantus is not anything.
Bitcoin Mage is going up. I agree. You're right.
Yeah, dude. The white pages are there.
Did you change the list at all, or is it same thing as last patch?
Pretty much the same thing. You don't have to play Silence anymore if you don't want to, because there's more flex. Like, you could be greedier right now. I think like Syndragosa is definitely a card you can play right now. Pyroblast could be good if people are still playing. I've seen a lot of Control Warlock still, and I feel like Pyroblast would just destroy them a lot of the time. Like if it gets close. But that's probably just overkill, honestly. Like, you definitely don't need Pyroblast. But there's just a lot more room for fun tech ideas, just because you don't have to play weapon removal anymore. You don't have to play silences. Like, there's a lot of things that you don't have to play anymore. So there's just more room for, like, fun stuff.
What about... So you guys were talking about Aggro Mage a little bit ago, and that's doing really good. Can you tell us a little bit more about that deck? Because I'm not familiar with that deck.
It's just like, you play Mana Worm, you clean out Kirin Tor Mage, throw down a counter spell, and then raise Big Mage, just kind of falls over and dies. So, Ray, what's your Bitcoin Mage's approach to the Aggro Mage matchup?
I mean, you know, every so often you got to take a dip, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to buy in the dip. You want to buy the
if we
dip.
We have too much exponential growth at one time. People are gonna think we're a scam. So
yeah, there's gonna be a lot of FUD. There's gonna be a lot of FUD if that happens. Yep.
And that is what the Aggro Mage is. The counter to the Big Mage.
I sadly, there's not much we can do unless. What's that secret destroying card? That card's like 5 mana, though. That card sucks.
Oh, wait, the new one?
Is Eater Secret still in the format? Can I play that card?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure it's not even in the format anymore.
Did they add a new secret destruction card?
Yeah, it's like 5.
Oh, they did. 5 mana, 4/6, destroy all enemy secrets. Okay.
It's pretty bad, though. It's like really bad.
Yeah, especially when they play the secrets on 3.
Yeah, I don't... I haven't really figured out the answer for how to be Tempo Mage. That's kind of a... That's like year two. We need another round of funding first.
Okay.
Before we can be Tempo Mage.
I think you'll get there.
Yeah, we need another round of funding from the next set to be able to beat that deck. Hopefully Blizzard will give us that, you know. Maybe we'll get like a Eater Secrets 2.0, maybe Kazan Mystic will come back. Something
hopefully
like that.
But yeah.
Yeah, without Ice Block, definitely real hard to beat that Tempo Mage. It makes me sad. But I banned Tempo Mage, so it doesn't matter.
There you go.
I just ban it from tournaments, dude.
And then you
but
beat
how
everything
can you
else.
Ban it? There's no ban anymore.
Oh my god. No.
Blizzard is killing Big Mage. Don't invest, guys. Back out. Get out now while you can.
Sell.
Yes.
I'm investing in Bitcoin Mage.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I've seen like only a few Tempo Mages. It's not that bad if I play against. That's only like two losses every 10 games. That's an 80% increase. That's still good.
Yeah, that arrow is still going up.
I like those numbers.
Yep. So
those are not numbers.
What do you guys? So there was a deck that I played early on, after Witchwood came out, Quest Druid, the old Quest Druid with Malygos, and doing the whole throwing down these big old Moonfires and trying to cheat Malygos out basically. What do you guys think of that in this meta? You think that that's going to do anything? Bring back Quest Druid?
I feel like without Corridor at 5 anymore, I feel like just doing the quest actually just takes way too long. And you can't, like... It's really hard to cheat it out again because you don't have Kuhn. Wait, do we still... Is Kuhn still in the deck? No, it's not, right?
No, you've got... it's usually the Cursed Disciples. And so you do those with Oaken Summons. And you can normally get them out that way. So there's like your free ones, basically. And then, what's the other, then you use like Harrison Jones as like your fifth one.
Okay.
But then you've got like Lich King and stuff like that too.
If you just draw Malygos, you can't get, there's no way to get to zero mana, right? If you just naturally draw it.
Yeah. If you naturally draw Malygos, then what you have to do is then hope that, you can get Ixalid out there to create double Malygoses. Maligai. Maybe that's the... Is that the plural form of Malygos? Maligai. And then you hope to get like the Faceless Manipulators for free and copy them that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, four Malygos. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, the deck might be good, actually. I'll have to play around with it a little bit. But haven't played enough. Yeah, this patch, you know, so.
Yeah. I played that deck, shortly, like, that was one of the first decks I played when Witchwood came out, and I had some decent amount of success, like, the first week, and then after that, just, it got destroyed, everything that I played, because everything else was just too good. But I saw some people trying it out again, so I was curious if you guys were seeing it or not.
I actually think that Malygos Quest Druid might have a spot in like a Conquest lineup where you're hard targeting some type of control deck that ends up being popular, like say Control Warlock or Control Warrior or something like that becomes really popular, and it's one of those decks that's just played in the majority of lineups. You can start doing things a little bit weird, like playing decks that just destroy it, and I think Quest Druid is one of those decks that will kind of just beat all the other control decks. Maybe not Control Warrior because it gains too much armor. But like Control Warlock or something like that. I think Quest Druid could fit into a strategy for a tournament. But for ladder, I mean, you have decks like Tempo Mage existing and that's going to destroy it. I feel like Priest will probably lose to it actually, but a lot of the other decks that are popular, Control Warrior is just going to get a bajillion and a half armor. That's probably very difficult to beat. If Paladin becomes popular, I don't know. Just all these, any aggro deck just feels like it's going to destroy it, and there's a niche for it, but for ladder, it just feels a bit too inconsistent with, like, the matchups right now, until a metagame is more defined. And if that defined metagame ends up being so that, like, Priest and Control Warlock are really popular, then maybe it can see some ladder play. But right now, I don't really see it being anything other than a tournament deck in a specific lineup.
Do you think if someone was trying to hit Legend right now, maybe they're rank four, rank three, and they're trying to grind their way to Legend right now, would something like Token Druid be a good plan while everybody, like, right now, while everybody's kind of experimenting?
Like the thing that Muzzy was playing? That didn't get nerfed at all, right?
I don't know what Muzzy was playing. I just know Token Druid's like the one with it's still running the Spreading Plagues, Soul of the Forest.
Yeah, I think that's what Muzzy played, right, Kellen?
Yeah. Okay. I think that deck might actually have some good potential. You can't really get nerfed that hard, if at all.
It didn't get nerfed at all.
Yeah, I don't think there's any cards in it that got nerfed.
I mean, if Control Warlock dies down, then it could be good. But right now, at least me personally, I don't know how many games I've played. Maybe I've played like 50 games today. I know I played a lot of Hearthstone today. But I still have seen a lot of Control Warlock. What about you, Killen?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot. So for the first day metagame, I don't think Token Druid's the play. It'll probably be good in like a ban format, though, where you just ban Warlock. It seems to have pretty good matchups across the board outside of Warlock, I think.
Yeah, so. And if you find that in the future, or wherever you are at ladder, there's not a lot of Warlock, then I actually think it's fine. It's just Warlock is so good against it that it's just not even worth playing right now, at least from what I'm seeing, because I'm seeing like 20 to 30% Warlock at least.
Wow.
Like Control Warlock.
So it's basically, you're still seeing a lot of Warlock like we were before. So Warlock is still going to be controlling the meta. And
honestly,
we're still
seeing more Warlock.
You're seeing more Warlock. Yeah, because not everybody's playing Paladin now, right?
Also, everyone might be wanting like be testing the changes, seeing how it feels. It might just be a first day thing, but
I think we'll it's just a first day thing because it's like it's still pretty comfortable. Like people know how to play it. People know that it, like Control Warlock, especially. Still, it has the same style. I haven't seen any Q-Block. It's all Control Warlock. So, yeah. It still feels like the same deck, even if you're not playing Lackey. Like, the deck is still very strong, and it's probably a comfort pick. Like, it's harder to go try something new than it is to play what you've been playing, right? And it farms all the random things that people have been trying out. Like all these random aggro decks. I've seen a lot of Even Shaman at the beginning of the day. I've been seeing less of it now because I feel like people were like, had all these Even Shaman lists in mind because Even Shaman didn't get touched. So people thought that would be the new good aggro deck. But then all the Control Warlocks just didn't go away. And yeah. Even Shaman just got destroyed. And I feel like people just stopped playing it on ladder. But that might just be me. There might still be a lot of Even Shaman players out there, but Control Warlock's definitely the most popular thing from what I'm seeing.
So
today.
So are you seeing any Paladin, like Murloc Paladin? Are you seeing Quest Rogue at all?
I've seen zero Quest Rogues. I have seen like one Murloc Paladin, but outside of that, no Paladins. I know Zixo tweeted, I can't wait for the nerfs to go live so I can queue up Murloc Paladin. But maybe, I don't know how good Paladin's going to be with the Call to Arms change. What do you think, Killen?
I play against a couple Murloc Paladins today. The deck doesn't seem that good like it was before. It seems pretty underwhelming still. For Quest Rogue, I was playing it a bit myself today. And just because everyone's still playing Control today, I was farming pretty decently, but I still think the deck's going to suck. And once people start playing aggro again, it's not looking good. So
yeah,
maybe like if you want to still play Questrog, like today is probably like your last day to do it. Maybe tomorrow. But after like people realize aggro mage is powerful again, like it's not going to be good.
Yeah, so Killen, Questrog's kind of your baby. Like that's what people on Twitter and the competitive Hearthstone scene kind of know you for, is you're a Questrog expert. And even when you were playing on stream, people were like, this is Killen's deck. Like, this is...
yeah.
Yeah, that's your thing. So you'd be the best person to ask, because that's what I'm most curious about, is to see where Questrog will go. And against things like Control Warlock and stuff, do you still feel that you're beating them as easily, or is the nerf actually hurting you a lot? Like, is the 5-4 change making it so you're not able to lethal people more often and just not able to kill them, just not able to get there?
Well, I didn't play that many games today with it, so I can't say from experience, but what I'm predicting to happen is you'll still be able to beat the control decks, you'll just have to run a much heavier list with, like, Valera, Secrets, that kind of stuff, and while you'll still be able to beat control, I don't think it'll be nearly as much, and I think you'll lose to aggro much more. So I don't think the deck will be viable for ladder, but we might see it in like tournaments with a banned format and that kind of stuff.
So when you say secrets, do you mean cheat death or the invincible one?
I was actually running one cheat death, one evasion today, and when destroying one of each kind of makes it like tricky for your opponent to play around it, because like they don't know exactly which one it's going to be. And evasion's really good with Valera. Just the interaction it has, how like buys you a whole turn to get your Valera down, and then the cheat death is really good pre-quest to help you finish your quest, and you can just like stick a Sonya on board behind it and they can't deal with it. So there's a lot of cool things you can do with the secrets, and I'm starting to play around with them more.
You say they can't deal with it, but yet I'm playing Bitcoin Mage and I have Polymorph.
Oh, okay. Your Bitcoin Mage doesn't stand a chance against my Questrog, no matter what cards you put in it, so I'll tell you that.
My Flame Strike clears your board!
And my Chargers still kill you, so...
Oh, you got me there. Yep. You got me there. I don't have Ice Block anymore. I'm done. Oh, God. And you have the Infinite Combo as well to pretty much outvalue any control deck, no matter what it is. Which is like Valera with Zola the Gorgon into infinite
Zolas.
Which is pretty insane still. Even if they're 4/4s, I don't think it makes too much of a difference, because you're going to eventually kill them with 4/4s. Just because you have infinite Zolas, so I can see that. But you said that you're going to have to make it greedier, which means you're going to just get destroyed by aggro decks. Whereas before, I feel like you could beat them if you got a decent draw. Like, against even Paladin, if you ever draw Sonya or something, like, you can just win.
Yeah. And that'll be happening a lot less now, pretty much.
Yeah, okay. And Tempo Mage was always a bad matchup before, and now it's even more popular.
Unwinnable now. Unwinnable. That'll be, like, the most one-sided match. Like, and you can check, like, HS Replay in, like, a month. And Questrog versus Tempo Mage will be, like, 5% for Questrog. No doubt in my mind. Wow. That matchup's just never going to be won. So.
Oh, man. Sad days for Questrog.
It really is.
That's kind of surprising to me, because I honestly didn't think Questrog would be, like it would affect it that much. But I guess I was wrong. And that's why you guys are at the top of the game and I'm not.
I think it's more so the fact that the meta shifts unfavorably for it than
nerf itself.
Yeah,
which that's
is, like, kind of weird to think about, that it's not really necessarily the nerf making it worse. It's the fact that the changes are shifting the metagame towards things that are unfavorable for it.
Yeah, I can see that. So far what I'm hearing is, the way that the meta has changed is Warlock is still stupidly powerful.
Warlock.
Yeah, no more Q Block, right?
It's still a thing, but I haven't seen it at all.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, okay. And Spiteful Druid is still pretty good. Paladin, LOLOL. And Quest Rogue is Dumpster Fire now.
Pretty much.
Is that about it? Is that what the nurse did?
That's the first day, though. I think there's a lot to be explored, and also even Shaman people thought that was going to be the next good, and then LOL Warlock is still more popular than it was before, somehow. So it's pretty good meme. Dude, people have been really trying to make Shudderwalk work, and it's still just bad. Yep. It's still just so bad.
People will try to get Shudderwalk to work until Shudderwalk rotates out.
You're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong. I mean, like, Killen, what do you think is, like, going to be the next sleeper deck? Like, in your gut, like, what do you think is going to be the next class that, like...
Warrior. You think Warrior? Spellstone Warrior. This Warrior Spellstone is broken, and people are going to start exploiting it. And this deck is going to be OP. I'm telling you this right now.
Spellstone Warrior.
The Warrior Spellstone's too good. That's all I'm saying. People are already playing a weapon. Okay. So, the list I've been playing right now is just a first day list. It's like upgrades, Woodcutter's Axe, War Axe for your weapons, and then Frothing Berserkers, Hench Clan Thugs. And basically, the rest of the deck's just rush minions. And you just control the board, play like a tempo deck, and then shoot him in the face.
Interesting. So this is like a mid-range deck.
Yeah,
kind of.
So for those listening that don't know what the Warrior Spellstone is, it's a lesser Mithril Spellstone. It's 7 mana. Summon 1/5/5 Mithril Golem, and you equip a weapon to upgrade it. So basically, you equip a weapon, and now you get 2/5/5 golems. You equip a weapon, now that spell will get you 3/5/5 golems.
Killen, do you mind if I put the Warrior deck in the show notes?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just so people can see what we're talking about physically.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain, but you'll be seeing a lot of Rush Warrior in the... I'm really feeling like this deck is going to be powerful, especially once Control Warlock dies off a little bit. The hype dies down.
Yeah. So I think Control Warlock being so popular is definitely a first day thing. And
yeah,
once people realize the true Overlord is Bitcoin Mage, then you'll see a shift towards that. Your Rush deck will still be garbage. Got him.
Okay, tell me this, Ray. How do you answer 3/5/5s? How? You just can't do it. Your deck doesn't have that capability.
Blizzard.
Okay. Well, that doesn't count.
I know. Dragon's Fury.
Okay, maybe you win that matchup. I will be winning the other matchups. I'm telling you that now.
Oh, gosh. I feel like there's definitely a need for more aggro decks besides Tempo Mage. And they aren't... I've personally not seen them. Besides a couple of odd rogues. But outside of that, like, what aggro decks are you even seeing right now besides Tempo Mage and maybe odd rogue here and there? It's pretty much nothing for me.
Yeah, pretty much same. That's not, like, the occasional Murloc Paladins and even Shamans, but those decks aren't really that good. Oh, that's right. Wait, I actually play against a couple Zoos today. But I don't think that'll be good either. So I don't think there's any real aggro decks right now outside of the ones you said. Maybe Odd Hunter comes back, but I think it was never really too powerful anyways, so we'll see. We'll have to wait and see.
I wonder if Spell Hunter's going to be a thing. That's not really an aggro deck, though, is it? It's more like a mid-rangey deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hunter's actually pretty anti-aggro, so a lot of the times.
Yeah, I think there's got to be a Hunter deck, like, somewhere. Like, somebody just has to carve out the right Hunter deck, because the Hunter hero feels so busted right now. Like, you have the Rush Lifesteal guy, the 1/3 Scalebane, or I think it's called Scalebane. Vicious Scalehide. So you got that guy. You have Life Drinker as a beast. There's so many good beasts right now from Build-A-Beast, and since the pool just got dramatically smaller, you're just making good beasts most of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, Rexxar's just nuts right now. So I feel like there's gonna be a Hunter deck that's just gonna be at least tier 2. I just don't know what it is yet.
For sure. Agreed. Hunter DK seems really good right now.
There's potential there. I just gotta find it, but I'm too high off of my Bitcoin mage right now that these gains, I don't know what crypto people call like gains. I don't know. I'm gonna stop role playing.
I feel like Killen, I'm looking at this this warrior spellstone deck, and I feel like you missed a beat on this. You should have named it It Is Swords. It Is Swords. Without the W.
It Is Swords?
Yeah. Did you see that Reddit post?
Something I'm not getting?
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, I didn't see the Reddit post.
So there's there's a Reddit post yesterday of a guy who posted a screenshot of, I think it was like his 7-year-old niece or something like that, had created a bunch of decks and named them. And they were, like, one of them was just called It Is Swords, spelled S-O-R-D-S. And
that's funny.
One of them was called like oh man, I wish I could remember what it was now. Also we, yeah, also we.
I actually saw that on Twitter.
Yeah,
like somebody posted it on Twitter.
Yeah,
it's like one of those wholesome moments, wholesome Hearthstone moments.
Yeah. But it's just, like, all of her names were just fantastic. And, yeah, definitely if you have a chance, definitely check that out. Like, I'm trying to pull up the post now. Yeah, like, she had a mage called Love, and then a bunch of spaces, and two. And then Fire Mage, but Fire was spelled F-I-Y-R. So,
interesting.
Yeah, those are the good ones. I like the also we, and it is swords or something without the W. I don't know how to pronounce that without the W.
So. I feel you. Yeah, I think that's like a pretty good day one analysis right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the future, we got Killen. He's investing his He's starting an ICO in the Warrior.
Spellstone Warrior. Yeah, Spellstone Warrior.
Spellstone Warrior. You said you should invest in that. I'm still on Bitcoin Mage, obviously.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the long route and hold on Quest Druid.
Quest Druid? You're investing in Quest Druid.
No, I'm holding. I've already invested in Quest Druid, and I'm holding. Yeah.
Okay.
Until it becomes good.
I see. I feel you. Yeah. All right.
Probably a long term investment.
Yeah. 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 It'll be like my It'll be like my bolster warrior. It'll be my bolster warrior that just never happened.
Yeah. That was a pretty poor investment.
I never said I was good at investing in Hearthstone. So don't have a Bitcoin mage. Yeah.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, like, in real life card games, you could actually do this. That was one of my favorite things about IRL card games, was that you could speculate on cards being good, and you could actually make a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's true.
Just buy the cards.
I don't know if you play Magic at all, but there's this card called Snapcaster Mage that is worth a lot of money right now. And when it was pre-ordering at $8 on this website called Star City. It was like $8 or $11. And I bought like 20 of them or something, and now they're worth like, I don't even know what they're worth. They were worth $80 last time I checked.
Ooh,
yeah.
But like, nice profit. I did this with like a lot of card. No, I sold them when they were like 40.
Oh, that's an L.
I mean, like, is it an L though?
I thought about that. I'm like, wait, it's not really an L.
Or is it 4X? Right now, there's like a lot of cards that I bought, like bulk of, that I wish I had never sold, because they just kept going up. But like, sometimes you just gotta take the money and run, you know?
Yeah.
But I used to do that. I would buy like 20 copies of certain cards on pre-order if I thought that they were gonna go up, and a lot of the time they didn't. But the ones that you hit on, makes up for all the times that you wasted your money. So you pretty much break even, but it's pretty fun. Like, if Hearthstone had a secondary market, that would be so, like, I would get addicted to that, honestly.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like, just think about that, man. Like, Muzzy would be rich. Like, all that whole crew, dude, with the Corridor Creeper, dude, they would just buy 100 Corridor Creepers at, like, $1 each. Then the Corridor Creeper would go up to, like, $50 to be rich, dude.
They would just have to sell before the nerf announcement, honestly.
Yeah, yep.
That'd be a test of their greed.
Oh, my God.
Or they would have to even sell before, like, people started thinking there would be a nerf announcement.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that way you kind of hit the peak. But anyway, you guys done talking about, are we done talking about day one then? And I think we got an email to answer here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Day one.
All right. So an email we got this week, hey guy, and it was from the White Puma, who I believe has, written to us before. Hey guys, love the show, and bringing Ant on a few weeks ago was great. I'm hoping that he enjoys that we brought Killen on this week. I had one quick thought before the nerfs go live. He's a little late on that, but any chance Spiteful Paladin Dino Size as the only spell becomes a thing, gets Ray or Danny to play it so that it can become a thing, like Ray's infamous day one of Un'Goro Taunt Warrior. So since the theme today seems to be Hearthstone cryptocurrency, how much stock do you guys put into Spiteful Paladin with Dino Size?
I don't want to be that guy, but I'm just saying I'm not investing any of my Hearthstone investment money in this deck. Just because of the fact that Paladin spells are so good, and just not running any ones but Dino Size seems like just unoptimal. I feel like even the decks that are pretty aggro, like Odd and Even Paladin, you still want like Equalities, Consecrates, Called Arms, depending, like if you're playing Murloc Paladin.
Okay. That's so bad.
Wait, if you're playing Odd, you have to play Divine Favor.
I know.
Like, you have to.
So bad. I mean, Spiteful Summoner just got the nerf, so I don't really see how that would be any better than a Druid. Like, what minions are good in Paladin that make you want to play Paladin over Druid?
Damn.
I mean,
Tarum? What else, though? Like, whoa.
Yeah, there's not much else.
Like, Druid, like, you say Tarum, but Druid has, I feel like Ultimate Infestation is just better than Dino Size, and I feel like,
oh, okay, definitely there, yeah. No one's arguing that.
But, like, Druid has a lot of, like, a lot of the minions you play in Spiteful Druid are Druid minions.
Yeah, it's true. The 2/4 taunt / 4/2 rush is really good in that deck.
Crypt Lord,
yeah, you're right.
Like, what does Paladin have? It has Aldor Peacekeeper, which is, like, okay, I guess.
It's alright.
Like, the meta's really controlly right now, so it's like, that's not really good. I can't even think of what else they have, because they just have so few. I mean, you got the 2/2 Divine Shield guy that you could play, because you're probably playing Dragons or something, but I don't know. I'm not seeing it. Yeah. I'm gonna hold back on this one.
So,
sounds like a scam.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I was thinking too, White Puma. He's just trying to scam us. I think what he's trying to do is get Ray to play it and like maybe like do a fake screenshot of him hitting number one legend with it. And then or maybe you just actually are that good and hit number one legend with it.
This is one of them pump and dump schemes.
And then, yeah, yep, and this becomes a pump and dump. Yeah, that we talked about before. So, yeah, so this definitely is a scam, I think. I'm going to go with scam. Don't fall for the pump and dump.
Yeah.
No one invests in Spiteful Paladin.
Yeah, and before he actually just gets, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
We see retweeted on Twitter the white puma rank one legend spiteful paladin, and we're just like, dang. That would be pretty funny. I actually hope he does well with that deck, like somehow gets really high rank with it and just proves us wrong. But right now, I do not see myself touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
I don't either.
Same.
I don't either. But anyway, thanks for that email, White Puma. That was a fun discussion, no matter what. So anyway, let's get out of here, guys. So Patreon this week. Once again, thanks to our well-met legend, Otaku MZ. If you'd like to be a well-met legend, just head over to our Patreon account over at patreon.com/wellmetpodcast and get ready to coach you.
It's true.
But, Ray, did we have any... Go ahead.
That's actually funny. All people I've coached have done well. The first person I coached through Patreon, Raisa, won the Copa America qualifiers. And then way back in the day, there's this person.
Way back.
In 2014.
So way back.
His name was Killin' All Day.
Yeah. I have been coached by Ray, and I can attest that Ray is the best coach, and actually the only coach I've ever had, but Ray has taken me places.
Is that actually true? Is that the only person that you approached back then?
Yeah, I don't know how I found you, but I'm like, I'm going to ask this great guy for coaching. I did. And he coached me.
Wow.
That's so random. That's so funny to me.
Like, yeah.
That's just hilarious to me. I don't know why.
So here you go, guys. So for the $30 tier, which is $30 a month, you get an hour coaching session with Ray guaranteed. If you just spend $1 a month, you'll be put into a raffle where we'll take all of the patrons and one of those people will win a hour of coaching with Ray. So for $1, you can get a coaching session with Ray and go on to become the 2020, go on to get top four in the 2020 North America playoffs.
Hey, why does that have to be 2020? Isn't the Olympics playoffs still happen every 4 years?
Well, Killin said that it was a couple years ago, so...
Yeah, it takes 2 years to really understand.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It takes 2 years for it to sink in.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's funny. But yeah, do that, and you're basically guaranteed a championship win.
Heck yeah.
But we did have a new patron this month that will be entered into that raffle. So thank you, Jason Krapson, for joining our patronage over there. And we really appreciate it. Going on, we have iTunes reviews. No iTunes reviews this week. But if you'd like to give us an iTunes review, just head over to hop onto iTunes. Type in Hearthstone when you do a search for a podcast and you'll find Well Met. And give us a 5-star review, and Ray will give you a shout out next week.
Woo!
All right, so yeah, let's get out of here, guys. So, closing, Killin, how can people find you and on the interwebs? And do you have any shout outs or anything?
Ooh. Well, people can find me at twitter.com/killinalldayhs. Same for Twitch, killinalldayhs. Those are my main socials. And for shout-outs, just shout to you guys for having me on the show. Really appreciate being on here. And then also shout-out to TJ for always putting me on the board of playoffs. Yeah, that's my shout-out.
Nice. No, dude, it's, I would love to have you on the show again. It was a lot of fun, and thanks so much for being here.
So, Killin, did you say your Twitch? And
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Twitch.tv/killinalldayhs. Live streaming good quest, not good quest rogue, bad quest rogue because the deck sucks, but I will be still playing it for a while to come. So that's where you can watch me do it.
All right,
Ray. How about you? Where can people find you? And you have any shout outs this week?
Shout outs to Killen for coming on. Really appreciate it, dude. I'm excited to see how you do at the championship. When is that? Next month, so people can root for you?
Oh, that's going to be the June 28th through the July 1st.
Okay, so Killen's going to be playing on the Play Hearthstone channel, the summer championships. I think that's the Blizzard Arena, right?
Yep, Blizzard Arena, Los Angeles.
Nice.
Yeah, so root for him there, and you can find me on Twitter at PG_RayC. And if I ever actually stream, twitch.tv/RayC591, but we'll see.
Yeah. But definitely, when June rolls around, put in, you know how they always have the bet on who you want to win, so you can win packs. Definitely put that on Killen.
Oh, I will get you guys so many packs. Like the max amount of packs you can get from voting.
Packing all day.
Yep. Packing all day. Yep.
Gonna get all the packs.
Everyone vote for me.
Yep. So everybody needs to vote for Killen when that comes up. as for me, you can find me over at Twitter at Eldorian. I also just got to give a shout out to Killen for coming on the show. It was a lot of fun, man. And hope to see you on again sometime soon.
For sure.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks for joining us for episode 154 of Well Met. You can find more awesome Hearthstone content throughout the week over at hearthstone.blizzpro.com. You can also tweet us at Well Met Podcast or email us like the White Puma did over at wellmet@blizzpro.com with comments, questions, and ideas that you have for the show. Thanks, Jake Butno, for our amazing intro music. And thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you guys next week.